We did all the blood tests, and they showed that you had the tendency to gout from crystals. So I gave you the allopurinol trying to dampen that down. Now I haven't seen you for 2 months. Is that a good sign?
It was a good job you gave me the repeat for steroids, because just after Christmas, I had a bit of a flare-up again.
Right.
It never swelled up quite as bad as it did before, but it started to swell up, but I think I caught it.
Good. And how long did it take to get a hold of it at that time?
It was a lot better than last time. It went straight back down within a week, so it was a lot better.
Right. And when it settled down completely, is it back to normal?
No, it's never been back to normal. I still have pain in that second toe, but it always was right from the start, and I still got it now.
Right. How are you getting on with the allopurinol?
Yes, it seems to... I don't know any problems with it. I'm taking them okay, but like I say, that second toe is still giving me a little bit of problem.
Still painful. Fine. Is there anything else today, or...?
No, just that. Okay, I'd like you to have a look at the toes again, and depending on what we find, decide what to do next.
Look, could you just map out and remind me where the swelling was when you had it? Which of the following is true? A. The doctor tried to dampen down the allopurinol. B. The doctor asked the patient for a good sign. C. The patient was previously seen before Christmas. D. The patient did a good job.
Which of the following is true? A. There was recurrence of gout after Christmas. B. Repeated steroid use caused recurrence. C. The patient caught a cold. D. The degree of swelling on the two occurrences was similar.
Which of the following is true? A. The doctor asked the patient how long he held it. B. The steroids almost eliminated the recurrence of the gout swelling in several days. C. The blood tests have never been back to normal. D. The patient lay straight back down.
Which of the following is true? A. The problem is with the patient's right second toe. B. The allopurinol is a little bit of a problem. C. The doctor didn't exactly remember where the swelling had been. D. The patient has to stop steroid use.
We did all the blood tests, and they showed that you had the tendency to gout from crystals. So I gave you the allopurinol trying to dampen that down. Now I haven't seen you for 2 months. Is that a good sign?
It was a good job you gave me the repeat for steroids, because just after Christmas, I had a bit of a flare-up again.
Right.
It never swelled up quite as bad as it did before, but it started to swell up. But I think I caught it.
Good. And how long did it take to get a hold of it at that time?
It was a lot better than last time. It went straight back down within a week, so it was a lot better.
Right. And when it settled down completely, is it back to normal?
No, it's never been back to normal. I still have pain in that second toe, but it always was right from the start, and I still got it now.
Right. How are you getting on with the allopurinol?
Yes, it seems to... I don't know any problems with it. I'm taking them okay, but like I say, that second toe is still giving me a little bit of problem.
Still painful. Fine. Is there anything else today, or...?
No, just that. Okay, I'd like you to have a look at the toes again, and depending on what we find, decide what to do next.
Look, could you just map out and remind me where the swelling was when you had it? Which of the following is true? A. The doctor tried to dampen down the allopurinol. B. The doctor asked the patient for a good sign. C. The patient was previously seen before Christmas. D. The patient did a good job.
Which of the following is true? A. There was recurrence of gout after Christmas. B. Repeated steroid use caused recurrence. C. The patient caught a cold. D. The degree of swelling on the two occurrences was similar.
Which of the following is true? A. The doctor asked the patient how long he held it. B. The steroids almost eliminated the recurrence of the gout swelling in several days. C. The blood tests have never been back to normal. D. The patient lay straight back down.
Which of the following is true? A. The problem is with the patient's right second toe. B. The allopurinol is a little bit of a problem. C. The doctor didn't exactly remember where the swelling had been. D. The patient has to stop steroid use.